here's a story from The World.
Lebanon is facing an unprecedented financial crisis. The country has gone bankrupt, and electricity and running water are largely unavailable. Residents have long plugged the gap with private water deliveries and generators, but as the price of fuel skyrockets, more people are turning to another solution, solar power. Duri Buscarin has this report from Lebanon.
It's pickup time at this daycare center in Lebanon's sunny Bekaa Valley. As you walk inside, the lights are on, and luxuriously, so is the air conditioning. A few months ago, Salma Sauter Qasem and her husband sank their savings into solar panels. For this daycare that she runs, for their house, and for the vineyard they own nearby. Through a translator, she says she was fed up with the city's power supply, which only provides a couple of hours of electricity every day. I need to keep food in the fridge. I need hot water, Qasem says. Now I have electricity 24 hours a day. I don't have to worry. There are still adjustments to make. The panels generate the most electricity between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. That's when she runs the washing machine, the dishwasher, the vacuum cleaner. My lifestyle is based on the sun, Qasem says. I don't know what the future holds, but I know this energy is mine, that I created. But privately, she worries. Is she enabling the Lebanese government by adapting to its inability to provide electricity? Does that just make it worse for other people? Lebanon imports 97% of its fossil fuels. And until last year, the Lebanese government used this fuel to provide most of the country with 18 hours of electricity a day. Fuel subsidies helped people pay for private generators to plug the gap, says Rani Karam of the Lebanese Foundation for Renewable Energy.
Now you're running out of electricity. The country is almost in total blackout. You have 1 or 2 hours every day. The diesel generation is the costliest way of producing electricity.
And it's working people who suffer the most, he says. Just 2 years ago, Lebanon produced a mere 70 megawatts of electricity from solar. But in the past 2 years, that number has almost quadrupled, largely driven by small residential projects.
So anybody who can afford installing solar now is doing so.
Lebanon's power grid isn't well equipped for residential solar, so people use systems that are self-contained. They deploy a rechargeable battery to cover nighttime hours, rather than use municipal power. These systems aren't cheap. Most residential packages start at around $2,500 and go up to $14,000. But stand on any rooftop in Lebanon's capital city, Beirut, and you'll see the panels, wide, set at an angle, capturing energy from the sun. On fancy hotels and modest family homes alike, attached to overhead lighting along the highway. Business is booming. But even the ones benefiting have concerns.
Solar energy is the only business that is happening in Lebanon now. So every Tom, Dick, Harry, Mohammed, Hussein, Joseph, everybody around the block is an expert on solar energy now.
Sari Bouabdallah is the business development manager for Sakotel Zinshine, a Lebanese joint venture with a Chinese solar panel maker. Most panels in Lebanon now are made in China. Abdullah says that this year he's seen a proliferation of fake companies, fake licenses, even people with no training who claim they can install solar panels now.
The mounting structure must resist wind speeds of 120 kilometers per hour. But you see all these guys, they're coming and they're installing, they're just putting bolts, they're trying to cut corners here and there. The systems are catching fire because the thickness of the cable that they are using, it is not thick enough. Let when the winter comes and wind speeds comes, my fingers are crossed that the panels will not fly away.
This is probably happening because the demand for affordable solar is so high, while fewer Lebanese can manage the cost amid the country's currency crisis. Joseph Asaf, a server at a local restaurant, says he was looking at a $7,000 system for his family's home sometime back.
Yeah, and the dollar was a bit low, then a week later, the dollar went crazy up. So, unless we forgot about the whole thing. Yeah.
Asaf says it felt like a risk anyways. What if the panels had needed repair or gotten damaged in a storm? What if Lebanon's electricity crisis subsides?
It's unfair that we have to install solar panels and wait for the sun and you know, be economic with our electricity, which is our basic human rights. Yes.
Until something gets worked out, he's stuck with the rising cost of generator fuel or a life lived by candlelight. For The World, I'm Dari Buscarin in Beirut. From PRX.